Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, you can join me in Cakes over Tyson's Beer Garden. In Tyson's right there off Route 7, 11 o'clock, we start the Sports Junkies pregame show. Have some fun. They've got three floors, 17 TVs, over 100 beers. You can get 18 wings for $8. Great spot, great food, great drink.
It is.
Been there all year long and will be there throughout the rest of the season before every Redskins game. So we hope you can join us. You know, you were complaining about your mom's email, and my mom sent me a text late last night, and she went to Kohl's to get Dylan some clothes for this wedding. He's 10. He has, like, fairly nice blue pants, nice white shirt. I actually do have a tie, but I was just going to cut him a break and, like, not force him to wear a tie to a wedding. He's a 10-year-old boy. He doesn't want to go to the wedding. Mm-hmm. What 10-year-old boy wants to go to a wedding?
None. There's not one on the planet.
None. My wife was like, you got to build it up, like, make him think it's going to be fun. I was like, I was a 10-year-old boy. There was never a wedding that I thought
there's
was going to
no
be fun.
Good selling points
right.
For a 10-year-old.
And so I was just
unless
gonna,
that 10-year-old
food.
Is
it's not like food.
Unless your 10-year-old drinks alcohol, right. Which I would strongly discourage.
He does not.
That's the only really good thing about wedding reception.
I was just going to cut him a break and not force him to wear a tie.
Right.
You know, look, fine. He's got a nice jacket, whatever. And my mom, I think it's Latin culture, whatever. She still to this day loves to buy me ties. I mean, this is look how we dress for work.
Yeah, there's no need.
I got a brand new hoodie from my guy Chris Farley yesterday from Pacers. I wore it the next day, but my mom still likes getting me like ties and suits and dress clothes and type of. And so she goes to Kohl's. That's not some expensive place or whatever, but gets him. Here's the deal, though. She says I gotta pick it up before the wedding. The wedding's at the Italian church in downtown DC. Well, I can have him dressed in the clothes, which I already have, and then we'd have to do like a change of clothes, which then I got to wait for my mom who's driving from Bowie. We're coming from Gaithersburg. It's not that realistic, but my wife works at noon. Like, I can't get to Bowie, and then can I get to Bowie and Gaithersburg by 11:30?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Be pushing it.
You drove fast.
Why do you have to be there at 11:30?
Because my wife works at noon. So I have to be home by 11:30.
Borrow my silly Dodge Charger and sped home, and it you
just
might
have
make
her,
it.
Just have her bring the baby, and you pick her baby up at work. That'd be the right. You could do that. They'll be there on time.
Yeah,
at least.
She teaches classes.
Well, I mean, just for a minute.
Have a
in case you're late.
A class of like
in case
30
you're late.
People.
Just in case you're late.
Yeah, I'm just gonna probably do the switcheroo. Yeah. Or he'll wear the nubby clothes, and then that nice clothes can be for the next one.
That nice clothes.
All right. Are we gonna play the pie or poo or what?
Apparently,
I'm dying to play pie or poo. Now, this is, Cakes already knows this, so I guess we'll just say it. This is apparently the new lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, correct? I've not heard the song, but I know that they have a new single out.
Now, they've been looking for a lead singer for years, haven't they?
Well, Weiland passed away, I want to say, less than 2 years ago.
Is that all?
It feels I'm like guessing, that's a guess.
You're probably right. It feels like it's 5 years ago.
I'm throwing a dart at a board. By the way, their magnum opus, their best song of all time.
He died in 2015, so, yeah.
Is Interstate Love Song. That is the gold standard, in my opinion, for Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, my thing about pie or poo with Stone Temple Pilots, with the new singer, is they've pretty much been poo for 20 years.
Hey, they have pie in their name. They have pie already. Now, there's no E, but they already have pie in the name.
It's so dumb.
Then this is their...
Yeah, we should listen to silly, STP first.
In my opinion, this is their one seed.
You got to listen to Pie STP. That
was their most popular song. It was probably their first hit.
Flush? Is that what it was called?
I think you're right. The one about the dog and...
they had five or six just sillies from their first album or two.
Yeah, they've been one of the bigger bands to come out of, like, I guess, the grunge alt-rock scene of the last 30 years.
Not denying it. I'm just saying that even with Scott Weiland, they didn't have a hit for 15 years.
Well, they had broken up. That was a big part of
their it. Their heyday was from the late 90s into the early 2000s. That's quite about right.
Doesn't mean they were putting out poo.
This song, just weren't aware of it. When somebody stumbles upon this song in a time capsule in like the year 2800, they're going to listen to it and say, that's a really good song.
I like
it. It's
going to
stand the test of time.
They're going to put it in their CD player?
Was I don't know how they'll access it, but they'll hear it somehow.
Can he play Plush? Is it Plush?
Yes, I think you're Plush. Right. But it's,
he's gonna
to me,
have to
not
it
as
it
good
in the
as
system.
This.
Yeah.
Okay, he gets yelled at when he plays songs that aren't in the system.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
You sleep on sex type thing. That's really good,
all right,
too.
So here's the new one. And by the way, I don't know what the early word is, if it's pie or poo. This is just...
You don't know the buzz?
I don't know the buzz.
Poo.
All right. Let me see. Is he a Scott Weiland sound-alike?
I don't know. It's the first listen. This is a Junx exclusive. It's got my attention.
He could definitely sing.
Stop. I would have already changed the station.
I need to hear the hook. Valdez, come
on. I agree, Valdez.
Here's the thing.
I think it's a border,
he's fine.
It's a borderline hit, but this music's not,
this music's not popular, so it's not going to be a hit.
People like bad music in 2017, so they're going to goof on it and denigrate
right. I
it.
I agree with Cakes.
You said borderline. See, I think it's a boring song.
That might be, that's your opinion. I think the guy's clearly talented. He could sing. It's not going to be a hit because this kind of music isn't a hit.
Right.
They don't make hits anymore, this kind of music. I would like
Imagine
to hear
Dragons
him.
Imagine Dragons does.
They don't play this kind of music, really. I'd like to hear him sing a classic. Do we have audio of him singing a classic STP song?
I'll have to look, see if he has a classic.
I doubt it. I mean, how long
because that's really all that matters. Oh, when they tour, can he sing the hits?
Wouldn't
the
you classify Imagine Dragons as rock music?
It's different.
Kind
it's different.
Of alty more than rock. Alternative.
I don't know. They crank out some hits.
This song is decent. I'm not going to say it's great. I might listen to it a few times.
No, I don't think I would listen to it because I'm not into this kind of music right now. But I don't think it's poo.
He's crushing it.
I don't think it's poo. You just don't like that genre of music. You would say that for virtually every song in that genre.
What?
No, because I think Imagine Dragons is that genre, my personal opinion.
I don't think it's that genre. You think it's the same genre?
No, I mean, Imagine Dragons, they've been out for 5 minutes. That's a band that's been around for almost 25 years.
Okay, it's not grunge rock, but it's rock music. Imagine Dragons is rock.
Okay, but it's
play the
different.
Song Believer. It's not pop punk.
Soft rock, if that. It's not really rock.
It's very poppy. It's different than what Stone Temple Pilots was in their day, and they were very popular. But
they were?
I don't know. I don't think it's poo, but I don't think it's a hit.
I mean, we could play Sonny and Cher.
Is this with the new guy or no?
No.
No, this is old.
Just comparing the two.
I mean, this is a smashola, too. Poor Weiland. So many of the rock stars just dead. Dead!
Well, didn't he do it himself?
I believe it was termed an accidental overdose. I'm grasping.
I mean, it's sad, but I'm a little bit with that host that got into trouble. What was he, from Boston? The radio host that got into trouble? Who didn't have much sympathy?
Who's killing Roy Halladay?
Yeah. I have less sympathy for those type of
things. Well, the problem is when you have a drug addiction, yeah, you have a little more sympathy than when you're just being reckless with an airplane. Halladay was arguably being reckless with an airplane.
Can you argue that he had a thrill addiction?
Who? Halladay?
Yeah.
He might have.
Maybe.
Yeah. I kind of agree with the Boston radio
host.
That's
what
I'm saying.
You know, the guy ended up having to apologize because everybody makes you apologize for everything. But he kind of had a point. I don't know if you could say make the same claim about guys that are addicted to drugs. I mean, it's awful. I don't know. But they make that initial plunge, which is kind of stupid. But then once you're in, you know, I don't know how you get out of it.
Billy in Springfield wants to chime in.
Oh, he says he wants to chime in on the song.
Yeah, he wants to give his opinion.
All right.
Wants to be heard.
Poo or pie, Billy?
I believe it's a pie, big pie. Sounds a lot like the old singer. Has a good beat, nice rhythm. Yeah, I'm liking it.
You like
He's feeling it.
So there you go. Would you consider Imagine Dragons to be in the same genre of music?
No.
Right.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Right. All right. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right. Do I see on the outline? Are we scheduled to have Brandon Lang? Brandon wants to come on 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah. I think it was shaky if he was.
No, he's coming on.
He's booked?
Yeah. Now, I want him to come on every week.
Did he have a hot week? How did he do last week?
I think he lost TCU and pushed on Iowa State.
He did.
No, he won Iowa State with me.
I think he missed his NFL plays.
We have to get his vibe on the Saints-Redskins game. We definitely have to ask him where he comes down on our bet.
I don't know. We really
need to tell him about our bet.
Just so you know, I type up Imagine Dragons, the first thing that says rock band.
Okay, I don't argue that, but there's so many sub-genres of
soft
rock.
Soft rock band.
Yeah.
Soft
pop rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just because their rock music got popular, I don't know that it's that soft. It's not like REO Speedwagon.
Radioactive. Thunder. That's the poppiest song I've heard in 50 years.
It's not the same.
JP, your number one song on the bracket for the Junks was Lean Back by Fat Joe.
Why are you joning?
You almost have to completely disregard his
music.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we'll have Brandon Lang, and we'll tell him about our stupid-ass bet. God, I hope we hit that. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.